Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
Okay. Good morning. This is Morning Go. And yeah, it's time for... Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you awake? Okay. It's time for it's time for Coffee with Kane and
Mr. Kane.
All right, Mr.
That's
Kane.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Okay, you have the John Stamos attitude today, though.
What? How's that?
It's always what? Always what? When?
Who?
Always where?
What's that?
What's
Could be. Could be. I don't know. Good morning.
I do. Good morning.
How's your coffee today?
It's all right. It's cold. I should have had you bring me some more.
Well, my bad.
Probably should.
I'll work on that.
Run to the kitchen and reheat it. Hey, we have a topic today for Coffee with Kane and Mr. Kane. If you have never tuned into this, if Morning Go is new to you, or you've never heard Coffee with Kane and Cater, or Mr. Kane, or the boy, or baby girl, or whoever joins me on the air, sometimes it's Jared Pettis, sometimes it's Jared Pettis and Dustin Kopp. But anyway, if you've never tuned in, we just talk about nothing.
That's right. That's good. Yeah.
It's basically Seinfeld with coffee.
Oh, that's nice. What a way to put that.
I don't like him.
I do.
I like you.
Aw. I like you too, babe.
Aw, thanks. Okay, so I have a topic for us.
All right.
And here's the thing is it requires you to be transparent.
I can do transparency.
Okay, here we go. Did you ever tell a little white lie when you were young and it backfired?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Good. All right. Because I was trying to think if I had done that, and I couldn't really remember. I played pranks a lot when I was a kid, and I never told my family that it was me.
I got caught all the time.
You were clearly not good at it then.
No, actually, I didn't. My brother got caught.
Okay. So what prompted this was I saw this on Reddit. There were several different things. Like, I thought this was really funny. And actually, it kind of applies to me, but not really. A guy told his classmates that he had a girlfriend at a different school, but one kid's mom was a teacher there and confirmed that the girl did not exist.
Oh, oops.
Whereas I told everyone I was not dating Doug Jordan from Carlisle.
Yeah.
And I was.
You went out with people before me?
Yes. I know.
No. Okay. Yeah. That's good.
What was yours?
I had many. My biggest one, I don't know that it was a white lie, but we were playing football in the house and broke the lamp and tried to fix it.
Yeah.
Turned the lamp around so the cord stuck out the front and we got caught.
Do you have any idea how very Brady that is?
Oh, I'm probably a lot.
The Brady Bunch. That's an entire episode of the Brady Bunch.
Well.
Was they broke a lamp because they were playing with a ball in the house.
That was us. We did it.
Maybe they.
They stole it from me.
Yes.
The Brady Bunch has been ripping off my life.
Yeah, no. I hate to tell you, that's not what's happening, but what happened, but...
Right. Well, that
wait,
was just
who
one
got
of,
the worst end of the punishment?
Oh, my brother.
Of course he did.
Yeah. I blamed him.
You never took responsibility for anything that happened, did you?
No, I threw the ball, but he's the one who jumped in the air and flew on the couch.
Wait, is your brother the one who jumped off the roof?
No.
Oh, I'm thinking of somebody else's little brother.
Yeah, it wasn't me. I mean, I tried to teach him to fly once, but he was smarter than that.
So when I was little, let me tell you the story I saw on Reddit first. A kid wrote their sister's name on a wall in crayon and tried to frame her for it, but she was too young and didn't know how to write her name.
Oops.
So probably until the day my father passed away, he loved to rib me about the fact that I wrote on his recliner with a crayon when I was like two. I didn't remember doing that. No, and it was a fabric recliner, so I took a crayon and wrote on the back. And then I also colored on the wall. I think that was me, although it may have been my sister. I don't remember for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I had my fair share of little white lies. I had my fair share of big lies. So it's hard for me to differentiate between the two because I always got caught. Anytime I told a lie, it always came back to bite me.
Did you ever go to a friend's house and tell the friend's mom that your parents knew you were there and you were, and she didn't know where were?
Oh, yeah. I went places where we told the both sets of parents that we were staying at the other person's house, and then we went out.
Okay, that was high school. I'm talking about when you were younger, because my sister would take me places with her because she was required to take me places with her because she was 4 years older than me, and then she would swear me to secrecy.
Uh-huh, yeah. No, my parents pretty much knew we were at least in the park where we were, where we lived.
So we
were never too far away, but there were certain houses we were not supposed to go to, and I went there anyhow.
There was a creek. Wait, you were not supposed to go to certain people's houses?
Well, yeah. We tended to do things we weren't supposed to do when we were there.
Oh, you got caught doing things you weren't supposed to be doing. Okay, yeah. I got you now. Yeah. I don't recall having anybody that I was forbidden to go to their house that didn't involve something that I am not going to talk about on the radio.
Is my mom listening?
Probably.
Oh, boy.
Mine involves... It was the 70s. Anyway, so I didn't do anything wrong. It had more to do with my dad than
I got you.
Anyway, so I would go, like, my sister and her friends, she was in like 7th grade and I was in the 3rd grade. And they would go out behind our neighborhood, like all the way down the hill at the back of our neighborhood. Because the houses didn't go all the way to the back of the property. They only went halfway. If you went the rest of the way, there was a creek down there. Mm-hmm. And we would go swimming in our shorts and stuff. And then lay out on the banks of the creek and to dry before we went home.
Right.
But that was my first experience with going behind a bush.
That's fun.
But she swore me to secrecy that I wasn't allowed to tell our parents that I went there with her.
Did you?
No.
Good job.
No, I would not. No, because then I wouldn't be able to go back to the creek, and I loved going to the creek.
It was fun.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't deep. It was just a little. I mean, this is Austin, Texas. You don't have really deep creeks in most parts of town.
That's true.
I saw another one that said someone pretended to be blind because they thought glasses were cool and their parents paid for 3 different doctors before they realized it was a lie. Who thought glasses were cool?
You know, that was a thing when I was in high school. I remember there were frames that were being sold with clear lenses, and they were just a style thing. People were intentionally buying glasses that had zero prescription in them to wear glasses. And I'm thinking to myself, I hate my glasses.
Hard pass. Because let me tell you, starting wearing glasses in the 4th grade, major romantic life killer.
So while people were trying to put on fake glasses, I was trying to figure out how to wear contact lenses.
Yeah. I got contact lenses, I think, my freshman or my sophomore year. I was never more relieved to have contact lenses because...
I got it.
No, it was my junior year.
No.
Because I had them for my sister's wedding. That's why. Because my sister wanted me to wear contacts for her wedding instead of my glasses. And so...
That's awesome, though.
She talked my parents into getting me contacts. Yeah.
That's nice.
Sometimes she does nice things.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
My favorite pair of earrings from when I was 17 or from her. Anyway.
To the sister.
I know. Let's see. Someone made a fake Valentine's Day card for their stepdad from a secret admirer, put it next to his bed, and it caused major drama. Oh, turned out the guy was a habitual cheater and the kid knew.
Oh.
Oh, okay. I get that. That's not a harmless white lie.
That's not a white lie. That's mean.
Horrible. I've told the story on the air before and about how I put salt in the sugar bowl because my mom kept the sugar bowl on the kitchen table, and I poured salt in there. And because the only ones who used it were my parents, they used it in their tea, mostly my dad.
You were harsh.
I was a naughty child. I just hid it really well.
You didn't get caught.
Nope. They never knew. I think I told them when I was in my 40s. And they're like, we don't remember that. Well, of course you don't. I remembered. I used to lie a lot about going to the mall and then just going and sitting in the movie theater for like four rounds of a movie so I could make out with my boyfriend.
Aww.
It was junior high. What do you want from me?
Yeah, nothing. That's
anyway,
fine.
It was a white lie. We were at the mall. The movie theater was in the mall. I just wasn't.
Isn't the moral of this story?
Don't lie to your parents.
Lies are bad. Don't tell lies.
Well, so sometimes they like this is saying that it backfired. Like a kid cracked their new phone and claimed it happened when their teacher took it during a test. They didn't expect their mom to call the school and complain.
Hmm.
Yeah. So if you accuse someone else of doing something, guaranteed you're going to get caught if it's a lie.
That's true.
Because the justice system should prevail.
And our parents were so much smarter than we gave them credit for.
Oh, yeah.
I remember trying to convince my dad one time that I had washed in the shower. I was 7, 8, 9, something, that I had washed in the shower and had used soap, and there was no soap in the bathtub. So dad was like, what do you think, I'm stupid?
Yeah, your dad was the Bill Cosby of the showering, because it was like, get in the shower. Get your body wet.
No, he wasn't that guy.
Use soap. Yeah, but that's what he would have done.
That's what he would have done. That's probably true.
Because he knew better than the... Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to... I really was trying to think of something else. And I... Like blaming somebody else or lying about something. And I don't recall doing it when I was a kid. Now, I lied tons in high school to get away with murder.
I told a lot of things on and blamed them on my brother. I did things that I did wrong. I blamed on him.
I was like, what?
Anything. Like if there was something spilled on the carpet. Oh, we used to blame my sister, my stepsister, all the time. You find gum stuck on the couch and be like, Becky did it.
Oh, your mom is going to call you when we're done here.
I know. Yeah, we used to blame everything on my sister. She didn't live with us all the time. So, I mean, the list is very long.
I can't think of a thing that I don't know. My parents were not good at detecting lies. So.
No.
No. I got away with way too much growing up.
No,
probably because I was the baby, and my sister never got away with anything. They were so hard on her.
Well, you just still continue to just get away with stuff, haven't you?
You stopped talking to me. Mostly because you spoil me.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I don't lie to you, though.
No, that's true.
I do not lie to our children either. Now, I did often tell them, oh, we'll do that in a little bit. And a little bit meant this weekend.
Yeah.
Because I would be tired. It's hard raising twins. I was always tired. And raising a grown man.
Yeah, right.
I don't remember our kids now. There was a time, I don't think baby girl is listening right now, and I really hope she's not, because I remember asking, where are the little bottles of sugar sprinkles? Did you take them out of the pantry? Where are the little bottles of sugar sprinkles? And they both said, this is when they were maybe 4 or 5. I didn't take them, Mommy. I don't know. I didn't take them. Well, Austin wasn't lying, but the baby girl was lying. Because not long after that, I cleaned her room. And when I pulled out stuff from the bottom of the closet, there buried was a giant Ziploc bag of empty sugar sprinkle bottles.
Aww. She does have a sweet tooth.
Yeah, well, she takes after her daddy.
Yeah, she does take after her daddy. Actually, I ate the sprinkles and blamed them on the kids.
Okay, you have done that. So my dad, okay, so did I tell you the story about my dad and the cake?
No.
So my mother would always make a strawberry shortcake when I was growing up for our birthdays. You guys always ask for chocolate pie.
Right.
But when I was growing up, everybody wanted strawberry shortcake for their birthday, except me. I always got a wacky cake, which was chocolate cake with white icing. Anyway, so my mom made a strawberry shortcake, and there was only one piece of cake left in the refrigerator. And so my mom was like, okay, well, I'm going to split it. It was a pretty big piece. And I'm going to split it four ways so everybody can have a little bit. And she lays it out on all the plates. And I look at it and realize my father has eaten the bottom layer off.
Oh.
Like after everybody's started to tear into it, I look and realize there's only two layers there. And I look at him and he smiles. You know that smile.
I do know that smile.
From my dad. Yeah. Just that little sneaky little smile. And I was like, did you eat the bottom layer of this cake? And he was like, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sneaky with the food.
I've never done anything sneaky in my whole life.
You're a liar. See, you need to move over because lightning is going to strike you
lies
down.
Lies are bad. Don't tell lies.
Don't tell lies, kids.
Little advice from old Uncle Dave.
Here's the thing. The kids should all be in school right now.
Oh, good.
So okay. You need to, you know.
Well, even if you're a little and you're listening.
Oh, you mean a little like our little?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in kindergarten. She's not listening right now.
Okay.
Here's the thing. You got to know, when I graduated from high school, I quit lying.
Really?
Because my mother never lied. And I thought that was the reason why everyone liked her. She was nice to them, and she never lied.
So wait, you mean to tell me all the things you say about me are truth? Holy cow.
Who am I?
You're really mean to me.
Who am I saying? Who am I saying things to about you?
What?
Nothing.
Who? What? Right. Where?
Yeah. Who?
What?
Where? Always where? Always why?
Who?
Always what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, John Stamos. Actually, you look more like Jesse Stone from the movies. Tom Selleck with the goatee today.
Either way, Tom Selleck, Jesse Stone, if I can look like
John Stamos,
if I look like any of those guys, I'm killing it today.
There's that one song, Forever Young.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys. My wife just told me I look like John Stamos.
Well, you don't have too many wrinkles, so yeah. There's that.
All right.
What was that I was saying about not lying anymore?
Yeah.